off anyway, just for convenience. And so they wanted it just as it was. So, and you would be amazed, it is the prettiest piece of furniture. And I said, I'm sorry I didn't have it for myself, because it's the kind of piece that you could put anywhere. Of course, they don't have a dining room, naturally, but that it looks just so nice in their sitting room, which living room, which has a table and two chairs pulled up to it, where they have their meals, because, you know, these modern kitchens, how small they are, and that's where they really... So, and then the room is furnished with I would call it a little bit bigger than a love seat, but it's a sofa, I would say, as long or longer than this, but it's a modern, overstuffed one that was given to them. And now, tables and chairs and all, and the apartment looks awfully nice. Then the next sideboard that I remember is out there in the same, no, it's in a different room, but it's out in a storage room. And it is a large sideboard, every bit is, I would say, just the size of that one. And it has a shelf, has supports this way on a shelf, and then another mirror above. It has a little bit more top than that one. But then along the way, this one was it sort of came about in a roundabout way. I had these chairs that you see there are really very, very old, really real fine chairs that my aunt, the same aunt that I was telling you about, left to me. And they are called Biedermeier chairs. That's just like you say Sheraton. And I had those, and I had exchanged tables. I had an old, handsome old table that I had also inherited. And my daughter-in-law was given this table, and she wanted the other table because it was not as big a table as that one. It was one that had always had leaves taken in and out of, and if you wanted it down to a round table, it made an awful nice round table. And she wanted me to exchange with her. Well, the one that I exchanged with her was an older table than this, and it was a walnut table, and this one is a mahogany table. So I had a mahogany table, mahogany chairs, and another mahogany side table. So that was the reason that I got this mahogany sideboard and china cabinet, because that made me have everything mahogany.
I see. You mentioned a storage room. That's one of the things I worked
at. You say you want to go out there.
Well, I was curious. when you were young, just as a child, what did people used to call extra furniture and little playthings that were perhaps broken? But
you're trying to say a word instead of junk? Is
right,
that what you...
You call it junk today, right?
Yes. Well, I don't know what that word was that would cover that. I'm trying to think what that would be. And I've heard people call storage rooms plunder rooms. And I've heard them, I don't mean that ours was called that, but I have heard people plunder rooms. And let me see if it had some other sort of name for it. some other word seems to me besides that. Well, I don't know, but...
Lumber?
Well, yes, I think some people say lumber room, meaning, you know, so like plunder or lumber.
Yes.
But that was still wasn't it. There's still another one that I have heard people... well, in fact, I don't mean that it's obsolete now. There's still... Some people might... speak of it as something else other than storage room. I think storage room maybe is a little better name because it is storing things. And I don't know what the other word was. I can't call it.
Yeah, they come to us.
But it was something else other than lumber room or plunder room.
Kitchen. So you have a breakfast room now off the dining room, and then the kitchen. Is this the arrangement that you always had?